If you can believe it, you can achieve it. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. This is something that you hear a lot of. And I get it. I get it because if you're going to do something, you got to believe in what you're doing. That's true. But guess what? Belief by itself doesn't get you anything. You got to impose your will. You got to be disciplined and you got to make things happen.
And so I love the process. I love it. I love working for what I want. I love the sacrifice. I love the dedication. I love the commitment. I love that. Everybody wants the prize. Nobody wants the process. Everybody wants to be a diamond. Nobody is willing to get cut. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die.
If you could fix procrastination, what would your life be like? That's why you can't blow up. You ain't got enough discipline to discipline you.
Like the center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline. It's getting command of your mind to be able to choose actions that are in your own best interest. Every day, we are choosing that's not in our own best interest. So if the world is attacking you and the world wants to fight you and the world's trying to hold you down, then you're going to stop yourself from getting what you dream. Self-discipline is the center of all material success. You cannot win the war against the world if you can't win the war against your own mind.
And there are those of you in this room, you playing. You still giving 50%. You still giving 70%. Look, quit that job. If you're going to go every day and get that job 70%, quit that job.
So if you're not finding that motivation that you want, forget about it. Instead, impose some daily discipline in your life and start today.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy. So if you're a winner, you ain't comfortable.
Every day I get up and give everything I got to everything I'm a part of simply because this is who I am. Like, the only thing I need every day of my life is 86,400 seconds.
That's it.
Like, I don't need some reward. Like, the only thing I need is breath in my body, and I'm gonna flat out go and get it.
You're not in here to get an achievement. You're in here to pay your f***ing dues so later in life you never wonder what if. We just erase that out of the equation. We're putting the work in now so we never wonder what if. Not run by the clock. Run by our desire where we want to go tomorrow.
Because the more energy you give, the more that life can express through you, can create through you.
We don't know when God's gonna take us out of here, so every day's gotta be the best day. Every day we gotta go get it. Every day we gotta work out. This could be the last day, and because this could be the last day, we can't live it like we used to live it. Too many of you in this room, you act like you're gonna be 200, 300. You are running out of time. Act like it.
You know what separates the winners from the losers in this world? The difference is that winners are honest with themselves about the effort that they put in. They don't blame anything but themselves when they don't get the result thereafter. Instead, they recognize their own lack of effort, they take responsibility for it, and they fix the fucking issue. Only you can hold yourself back from getting what you want. Not your parents, not your teachers, not your circumstances. You are in control. Every single day is a win or a loss. Did you do what you needed to do today? Because that's all that matters. There is no magic. There is no luck. It's one day at a time, one win at a time, until you make winning who the fuck you are.
I got tired of losing. I got tired of coming up short. I got tired. I got tired of eating out of trash cans. I got tired of watching everybody else graduate. I got tired of seeing people ride first class. I got to go all the way to the back. I got tired. I hate it as much as you hate it. But the problem is, I want it more than you want it.
I got tired of giving 70 or 80% and not living the way I want to live. I see other people winning and I'm not winning. And I want to be a winner. And I'm tired. And I got tired, y'all. So I did something about it. I woke up every day and started grinding. I was tired.
You got to get tired of losing.
And what I discovered was that you don't have to be born in a certain family. You don't have to have a certain socioeconomic status. It only takes one thing to get what you see other people have that you want. And it's called effort.
You out of place. Don't belong there. You are royal priesthood. You don't belong at the bottom. And it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Get your butt up. You are royal priesthood. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. You are an embarrassment to the kingdom. You are royal priesthood. Act like it. You gotta get this beast mode. You gotta embody beast mode
everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's mine.
Stop thinking, worrying, looking over your shoulder, hoping for some easy way out, and just do.
How desperate are you for what you want? Do you want it as bad as breathing? Do you want it as bad as anything you ever wanted in your life? And if you calibrate it at the highest enough levels, what I found is the people that are the hungriest, they find a way. When you're desperate, you find reserves and reservoirs of ideas, talents, and a strength that you don't know you have when you find yourself in a desperate situation.
Either you get knocked down, get back up, you get back up, you get back up, and you continue to throw shit against the wall because you believe in the purpose. You find value in it. That was Michael Jordan. He said, I failed over and over and over and over again. I failed, and that's why I succeeded.
That's why I need you to walk out there. No more 50%. No more. No more 50%. No more. No more 70%. No more. I want us at 85 and climb. If you're at 80, I want you at 90, and I mean moving rapidly.
I need you to give me that 120. I need you to give me that everything you do. I need you to start giving me that 120 and everything you do. Bring it all together. Bring all the energy, all the passion, bring it all together and dominate.
Mental toughness is a lot different than motivation. Because if I said right now, everybody in here, everybody, we're all going to run a half marathon in 5 days. All of us. And we all going, yeah, and we're getting fired up. I said, yeah, we're going to start tomorrow at 5 a.m. And everyone's hugging each other. Yes, 5 a.m. We leave. 5 a.m. comes. It's dark. It's cold. Our bed is comfortable. It's hard to get motivated at 5 in the morning. And maybe you do it one day. But again and again, you go do it again and again. That is the X-ray vision. It's seeing through your broken bones to get to your goal. You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable. Consistently to build this mindset that when things get hard, which they will be, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
You see, I've learned everybody on the face of this planet, they want something. Everybody that comes into this world, they want something. Everybody wants greatness. Everybody wants excellence. But the question is, what are you willing to go through in order to get it? What type of dedication? What type of commitment? What type of sacrifice?
I tell people all the time, if this is not your vision, if you don't see this as part of your real contribution, if it doesn't make you fully alive and express, and it's your real goals, bail. Quit sooner than later. But if you know it's right for you, then resilience is everything. The ability to be resilient toward your dreams, to keep marching on, win the struggle, the trial, the chaos, the frustration, the hurt, the anger, the disappointment, the shame, the regret, the embarrassment. When all that is there and you keep marching on, you know you'll be a successful person. It's the ability to be optimistic enough to know this too shall pass. This time shall change. I will find a way. I will honor my truth and keep pursuing my dreams. Thick and thin, storm or night, I will maintain my march.
And what some of you doing wrong, you play the game, but you not the game. You play football, but you not football. You gotta go all in. You take advantage of this opportunity. You let everything else go. You eat different. You study different. You practice different.
That is something that is built and ingrained into a successful person, not because they were lucky with it, not because they grew up with it, because they developed it. By doing it once, they did it again, they did it again, they did it again. The more bold and courageous you are, the more bold and courageous you'll be in the future.
The journey is not easy.
It's hard. It's hard to keep your spirits together.
It's hard. It's uphill battle. It's the path less taken, not the beaten path everyone else takes. It's a path that leads to character. You gotta earn that.
But it's worth it. It's worth believing. It's worth fighting. You can do it. You can do it.
It's not the potential of the individual. It's not the genetics. It's the perseverance, the never say die attitude. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? If you constantly keep throwing shit against the wall, eventually something will stick. Never give in to what you want.
Adversity causes some cats to break and other cats to break records about what you're made out of, not the circumstance.
Every single one of you who is struggling right now, you need to understand this. What you're going through right now is necessary because you are forging the fucking skills. You are forging the determination. You are forging the grit. You are forging the fortitude. You are forging all the fucking things that nobody else is gaining because they're sitting on their hands and you're willing to push through. This fire you're feeling, this pressure you're feeling, this frustration you're feeling, this is what is going going to make you into the weapon that will build the life that you are out to build.
It's about the sacrifice, the honor, the work, the commitment level, what you had to go through in order to get to this moment, being battle tested, the injuries, the blood, the sweat, the tears. Everybody can't respond and everybody can't recover. The only thing you got as a man, your character, your integrity, and what you stand on, what you say, what it means to you. I'm talking every single rep. I'm talking every opportunity. If there's any fear in your spirit right now, it ain't for you. This for warriors, man. This for soldiers, man.
Everybody's got a plan until they get hit in the mouth. So when your plan fails, when you get knocked down on the canvas, when everything falls apart in your life, what the fuck are you gonna do? There's only one motherfucking option. Stay in part.
We have been conditioned to tell ourselves that our hardships are the reason that we can't be what we want to be. When in reality, the hardships that we've had are actually the things that teach us the skills and the perspective we need to actually become what we want to be. If you had to choose between having a perfect upbringing and having an upbringing that was extremely hard, you should choose the one that was hard.
You might be smarter, your family might come from privilege, your daddy might own a company, but you will not outwork me.
This top spot, this number one, that's mine. Because not one of you can outwill me. You may have been born with more genetic prowess than I have, but you cannot outdetermine me. You can't outwill me. You can't outwant me. You can't outwork me. You can't outdesire me.
The bigger your dream is, the harder the grind. Some of you in this room, you might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources, but there's no excuse. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're going to have to get up. The longer you're going to have to stay up. The more effort you're going to have to put in. You know how hard I worked to get here? I put in too many hours. I sweat too much blood, too much tears. I worked hard to get here. Nobody give me this. I didn't grow up with wealth. Didn't nobody pay me. I work for this. Sweat, blood, tears. I earn every dime I get. I work for this. You will not outwork me because your height has nothing to do with my work ethic. Your face has nothing to do with my work ethic. Your two-parent background has nothing to do with my work ethic. You will not outwork me.
Every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different creature. Now, because I'm pissed off. For greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you're okay with being mediocre. Ain't no man ain't okay with being just basic.
And I dare you to exhaust yourself. I dare you to leave every single thing on the field one season. Everything. Walk off exhausted.
Wins and losses come a dime a dozen. But effort, nobody can judge effort. Because effort is between you and you. Effort ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
I want you to know when you dream your dream that there are other people who are dreaming the exact same dream. When you say to yourself, this is what I want to accomplish, you're not the only person that wants to accomplish it. And now I ask you this question. What do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What do you do when you're not the only one that wants to make $1 million in your company? You're not the only one that wants to be a CEO. What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You got to outgrind them. You got to get up earlier. You got to stay up later. You got to execute, and you've got to go from 70 to 120.
What gets you out of bed? What gets you off the couch? What gets you in the gym? It's not your alarm. It's not your parents. It's not your friends. It's you. The only one that can make it happen for you is you.
It's really hard to be led by your butt. But I'm not qualified. But I'm not good enough. But I'm not smart enough. But I didn't go to the right school. But I don't have enough money. But if you're ever gonna step into your future, if you're ever gonna step into your destiny, you're gonna have to get over your butt.
And that's what a pity party is when you have an undisciplined mind and you meditate on the wrong thing over and over and over again. If you're gonna throw a pity party, I give you 3 days and that's it. And after 3 days, you cut off your record player, your iPod, your MP3, and you come up with a plan.
Do I just sit there and settle? No, I don't. I say enough's enough, man, and I'm gonna make a change and I'm gonna keep going until I get it. You chase something that you believe you deserve until you get it. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. Doesn't matter how many times you've been fired. Doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. Just go until you get it. That's the point. Are you tired yet? Some of you need to get tired. You need to be tired of what's going on in your life. Get tired of your habits. Get tired of the actions that you're putting in every day. You gotta change, man, or nothing changes.
I woke up one day and stopped making excuses.
I woke up one day and stopped playing the blame game. I woke up one day and looked at the man in the mirror and was like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Wake up. It's showtime. Let's go. Get up. Go to class. Get up. Do your homework.
You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone when no one's there. I guarantee someone that feels bad about themselves soon will label you as he's built different. He's built different should be your label because people feel bad about themselves.
You're lighting exactly what you wanted because every day you've had choices to make. You're responsible and credible for every single choice. You've made the choices.
And what I need you to do for me is why are you here and then take ownership of why you're here so you control you.
Everything that you do is habit forming. And that includes hitting the snooze button. That includes sitting on the couch. That includes eating donuts. It's all habit forming. You know what else is habit forming? Discipline. Setting the alarm and getting up. Going and working out. Eating steak. That stuff is all habit forming too. I recommend you form some discipline habits.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You don't need nothing else. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. You keep talking about everybody else you can't tell no. You can't tell you no. You can't tell you stop. You can't tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined.
And you need to learn to check yourself. And I want you to say, the reason I'm not an amazing yet because I hit the snooze button. That's why I'm not amazing right now. The reason why I'm not amazing right now is because I couldn't get up early enough because I told myself I'm not an early person. I'm not amazing because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing to be amazing.
Your mind is a weapon and you got to begin to use it and control it. Most people are out of control with their mind. They don't point it at something. They let the world point it and they misfire all the time.
You have control over your mind. You just have to assert it. You have to decide that you are going to be in control, that you are going to do what you want to do. Weakness doesn't get a vote. Laziness doesn't get a vote. Everyone wants some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. No, you have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen.
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I say you crank up the volume on that voice. Crank up the volume on that question. Max it out.
And then go get some.
You have to master the monotonous. It's the boring shit. It's the everyday shit. It's the regular shit. It's the shit that you do every day that 99% of you motherfuckers think doesn't matter. They look at it like you do a few things. I fucking ate right for 3 days. Why am I not a fucking fitness model? I did my tasks that I needed to do. I sent 5 emails. I called 10 people. Why am I not running a $10 million company? Because they don't understand what mastering the monotonous means. It means doing the shit that most people are too fucking undisciplined to do day in and day out with perfection, doing it better than everybody else, doing it to the best of your ability. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things. Are you going to do your workout or are you not? Are you going to do your cardio or are you not?
Go look yourself in the mirror and I want you to vow to be amazing. I want you to vow that no more excuses. From this day forward, I'm not just going to be getting pumped up. I'm not just going to be fired up. I'm about to start applying.
Make a commitment to yourself today. Vow to yourself today that you will make whatever sacrifice, that you will pay whatever it takes, that you would do whatever you have to do to be amazing. It is us. We have to train. We have to prepare. We have to harden ourselves through suffering. And while it hurts, and it does hurt, it is that discipline that will ultimately bring us freedom.
Everybody has a turn back moment. Everybody has a crossroad. You can either decide to continue or to quit, to go forward or to go back.
I need you to evaluate yourself and ask yourself the question, how are you wired? When you have a trial or a tribulation, how are you wired? When you hear the word no, does it break you? I'm wired differently. I get excited. I'm no. I love no. I love it. It turns me on. No, Eric. I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll be stronger when I come back.
Don't shun the no. Every no, you take the no and you recycle it. You hold on to it. You embrace every no and you let each no make you callous to no. You get so strong that when you hear no, it turns you on.
And for many of you, you have robbed yourself of a full life because you don't want to deal with crises, because they're uncomfortable, and because you're timid and passive, you run from them.
There's going to be some scars.
The scars going to come. You might as well get blessed by the scars. They're going to come.
There's going to be scars. There's going to be defects. There's going to be problems. You running from the blessing. There's going to be scars. This is earth. There's going to be some hiccups. We're going to take some L's. We're going to get hurt. We're going to cry.
We all go through it. You think you're the only one? You think you're special? Some of you, though, you let your pain fuck you. You let your pain make you quit.
I'm telling you, do me a favor. Just don't let it break you. If you get past it, on the other side of it, it's going to be phenomenal.
I don't want you to go through this process, but nevertheless, take me through the fire.
And there are those of you, you were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you, and you let a little pain stop you from your dream. Girl, you was there. You was running your business. You was there. I didn't quit because people didn't understand. I worked harder when people didn't support me. You better grind, because if you don't, you will be stuck at that adversity for the rest of your life. Whatever it is, you'll be stuck there. Why don't I get something for us? You ain't got to have the best head in life. You ain't got to start with the two-parent background. You ain't got to start with wealth. You ain't got to start with your parents graduated. It's not the hand that you dealt. It's how you play your hand. When people die or people get sick or something happens in your life, if all you're doing it for is a car and a house, that can stop you. But if you're doing it for your mom, for your siblings, for your family, for your community, nothing can stop you. You cannot be broken. When you have an intrinsic goal, when you're doing it because you value it, when you're doing it because you can, when you're doing it because it represents who you are. When it's internal, nothing can stop you. No mountain, no trial, no tribulation. Nothing can stop you when it's deeper than just money and stuff. I can. I will. I must. It's going to rain sometimes. I will. You're going to feel discouraged sometimes. I will.
There's two sides of pain. There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. And if you never tap into it, it's because the first time you felt it, you backed off. First time you felt, that burn. The first time you felt that, it's too much. And we rationalize with ourselves to where we automatically stop. That's why a bunch of us give up so much in life so quickly. But suppose I told you the greatest pain of my life is the reason I'm standing here. See, sometimes we think the pain is what controls us. It's actually our subconscious mind that if we ever tapped into that, that's what dictates most of our lives.
And literally what I've learned in these moments is that I have to stop listening to myself and I have to start talking to myself. I'm like, Rich, you're great. I'm like looking in the mirror like, you can do this. Rich, you can handle this. Rich, this is not a big deal. Rich, this is gonna pass. You're amazing. Rich, this too shall pass.
You got to find ways to increase your sense of self-appreciation, because if you don't, you're bombarded with negative stuff every day that beats you down, and you will find yourself unconsciously engaged in self-destructive behavior. If you don't program yourself, life will program you.
You've got to get grounded. You've got to train your mind to serve you. Just make up your mind. This is not going to control you.
You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy when you want to change. It's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm going to turn this situation around. I'm not going to sit back and moan and cry over what happened and what went wrong and who did what. I'm going to do something about this situation.
When God gives you a dream, the dream will always be tested. The pressure in your life right now has a purpose. It's not crushing you. It's pushing what's on the inside of you out. It shows you who you are.
It's a dog fight. Been easy. It's a dog fight. The road hadn't been successful. Like, it's just a paved road. And like, each he go this way. It's been rough. It's been crooked. It's been hard. But I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dog fight.
I choose to fight
back. Life is rough. You can allow it to destroy you, or you can allow it to build you up. Draw the line, ladies and gentlemen, and just say enough is enough.
Get out of that narrow-mindedness. Get out of that defeated mentality. Get away from that circle. Get away from those people that don't wish you any good. Get away from those people that don't want you to succeed. Get out of the tent. Get out!
There's nothing as powerful as the human spirit. You can't destroy. You can pervert it, but you can't destroy.
If you lose a job, keep the faith. If you lose a spouse, keep the faith. If you have to downsize, keep the faith. If you have to move in with your mama, keep the faith. If you're at your wits' end, keep the faith. If you have to catch the bus, keep the faith. If you have to dumb, keep the faith. If you get sick, keep the faith. If you lose your kidneys, keep the faith. If you got heart trouble, keep the faith. You might not get a new heart, but you gotta keep your faith.
If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
The guy was the new owner of a team, a baseball team that was in the basement of the league. When he took it over, he went to the pitcher and he said, "What is your best throw?" And he said, "Well, I got a good curveball and I've got a good fastball." And he went on talking about his different throws. He said, "But tell me this, what is your best throw?" He thought for a moment. He said, "I've got a good fastball." He said, "That's all I want you to work on. Nothing else. Just develop your fastball." The next year, they went to the World Series. Most people don't know where their fastball is. Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places. If you develop your gifts, and you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do. When you learn how to block things out, when you learn how to keep thine eyes single, learning how to concentrate, learning how to focus in, deciding that you're going to focus to develop your skills, you'll be surprised at the ideas that will come to you, of the people that you'll be able to attract, of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You'll begin to see things that have been staring there looking you in the face saying, "I can't believe this has been here all this time." But you can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you. You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself, every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, "Here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me."
The battle is actually in your head. You're not going to hear noises. You're not going to hear gunfire. You're not going to hear any explosions. It's not that kind of battle. What's in your head is weakness and laziness. And they're not attacking. They're sneaking around. They're poisoning the strength in your brain.
You are putting things off because in the short term, it's easier. It's more comfortable. It's more pleasurable to be distracted or to indulge yourself doing something else than it is to sit down and do the actual work to create the outputs that matter when they are needed.
And I know what it's like to tell yourself, "I'm going to start on Monday." And then for the next 5 days, you gorge yourself, or you're extra lazy, or you treat yourself extra much because you know you're going to do it this time. And this time I'm serious, and this time I'm for real, and I'm going to get it done. Except you're not, and you know you're not. And if you really want it to change, and if you really want to make a change, and you really want to be different, and you really want it to be this time, start fucking now. I don't care if it's 9 o'clock at night. Do something productive towards what it is you're trying to become. Because I can tell you right now, for sure, that the people who tell themselves, "I'm going to start Monday," never can start Monday.
All you have to do to kill procrastination is just start. You just go, and procrastination dies. So don't wonder how you overcome procrastination. It's easy. All you do to overcome procrastination is go. Stop waiting for something to move you and move yourself. Every day, move yourself. In the morning, move yourself. In the afternoon, move yourself. At night, move yourself. Be very intentional and very deliberate about moving yourself. You control your feelings. Don't nobody else control your feelings. So when you tell me I ain't feeling it no more, it don't got nothing to do with something external. It's something internal that you ain't pushing.
pressure no more. You push you. You got to move you every single day. If you get to a point in your day and you down and out, if you get to a point in your day and you exhausted, you get to a point in your day and you're not feeling it, you can stop right there and change the mood. Nothing controls you. You control your feelings. You control your mood. Don't nobody control your mood. You saw something that threw you off. Well, see something that throw you back on.
The only way to get out of the mental trap is to stop thinking and actually start doing. Because all the research shows that if we can push you to get started on something, you'll likely keep going.
It's a matter of not making a decision. Little things you're putting off, do it. And do it right now. I know you've got other things. Do it.
You made it, class of 2018. You here. By a show of hands, how many of you have cried this year? How many of you was just straight stressed out this year? How many of you lost a loved one this year? How many of you went through like straight depression this year? How many of you felt like, and you got word, that you probably weren't going to be able to graduate this year? But God, here you are now. So I want you to do me a favor, class of 2018. I want you to take your time and embrace this moment right here. Take some time and embrace this, but think back on when you was up crying, when you was working on that paper, when you was thinking like, am I going to look and text the answers, or am I going to learn this myself and do it the right way? Life's going to be painful. Oh, you thought what you dealt with your junior year and senior year or something? Wait till you start paying bills and you got to get clear for college and so homeboy break up with you. Listen to me, like, I'm just letting you know, like, life's gonna be rough. And you've been hearing it from your parents, so please don't be upset with me. You know what I'm saying? If I'm echoing their voice, I'm just telling you right now, like, life is gonna be rough. It's supposed to be painful, but that's how you grow. It's gonna take time, but what's on the other side, it's always worth it. I've experienced my fair share of pain in my life, just like every other adult in this church today. So I went on to the amazing Oakwood Academy and Oakwood University and got my bachelor's and master's. But when I graduated, I didn't just graduate with degrees. I also graduated with an associate's in abandonment, with the bachelor's of brokenness, with the master's of misery, a PhD of pain, and a doctrine of depression. Like, life can be rough, but I kept putting the work in. And I said, this will not define me. This very thing I'm experiencing will refine me. And that's how you go to the next level. So if you really want to experience next level living, embrace the pain, embrace adversity, embrace the challenges that come your way, for those things are always working for your good. So all the dreams that you have, all your aspirations that you have, hold on to it. I'm grateful for what I have. I'm grateful to be in this position, but I ain't gonna settle. I want everything I'm supposed to get. So some of you right now, you got dreams and aspirations. Those things will come true. Some of you sitting in front of me right now, you're not really sure what you want to do and where you're going to go in life. Let me tell you something. You work on being the absolute best version you can be of yourself, and everything else is going to fall into place. So now I see myself traveling. I've been to South Africa about 6-7 times the past few years. I done been to Australia 3-4 times the past few years, like India. I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing right now. Come on, y'all. I got kicked out of this school. I went to another school and failed over and over again, drug and alcohol abuse. But my condition was not my conclusion. Where you are right now, it's just the beginning. And there is so much more that you will have and experience. There was so much more that you're supposed to have. Everything that you attain to have, you can have it. But all you got to do is stand up and say, I want success. Stand up and say, I want value. Stand up and say, I want to have an impact and be everything that this school and my family has prepared me to be. But more importantly, be everything that I've been created and called to be. And when you do that, my young friends, I will see you at the top. God bless you all.
The biggest war you ever go through is right between your own ears. It's in your mind.
The mind's a very powerful thing. It has a tactical advantage over you all the time. It knows where you don't want to go, so it will guide you away from that. And that's why the mind will always win until you can reprogram it. You got to figure out a way to reprogram your mind to get outside the box. Whatever my mind said I don't want to do, I realized I must do that.
The greats do things when they don't always want, and that's the separation.
Without discipline, they're nothing. And discipline and doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Because really, the only person that you're fighting every day is yourself. It's not your boss. It's not this or that. Yeah, those are all obstacles. A lot of them, you cannot control those obstacles, but you can control yourself.
We have to regain control of our mind. How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face.
The only way anything gets accomplished, you got to work hard. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read it again. They're not getting it. Read it again. But if you're not getting it, write it out. Guess what?
what happened. I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. Can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realized if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind was safe. Okay, we're going to figure it out because he is not going to stop.
To find real permanent peace, you first must go through suffering. You must go to the dark side of who you are.
Every day I demand more for myself than anybody else could possibly expect. I don't compete with other people. I compete with what I'm capable of.
A person that's obsessed and wants to just get there, they don't give a fuck what the temperature is. They no longer care because they know no matter what's out there, no matter if it's snowing, if it's a damn tropical storm, if it's 20 below, they don't care. They're going to run. It doesn't matter what the fuck's out there, what's in front of me. I'm just going to go. And that's how you want to get your mind.
You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently to build this mindset that when things get hard, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
You have to literally visualize the connection between what you're doing on a day-by-day basis with what you're wanting. What do you want yourself to look like 10 years from now? What do you want your bank account to look like? What do you want to look like physically 6 months from now or a year from now? You have to connect the dots. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things.
How much longer are you going to wait? How much longer? You're going to wait another 30 seconds? You're going to wait another minute? You're going to wait another hour? Maybe we'll start in a couple hours. You know what? How about I just wait till tomorrow? You're going to wait till tomorrow? You're going to wait another week? You're going to wait another month? How much longer are you going to wait?
All great people start. They start anywhere, at any place, and at any time. They start whether they're hurting. They start whether they're excited. It does not matter where they are. They just start.
Just start. Just do the work. You just go, and procrastination dies.
If you can't control your own brain, and your brain controls you,
you have control over your mind. You just have to assert it. Weakness doesn't get a vote. Laziness doesn't get a vote. Sadness doesn't get a vote. Frustration doesn't get a vote. Negativity doesn't get a vote. Your temper doesn't get a vote. So next time you are feeling weak or lazy or soft, tell those feelings they don't get a vote.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do. It's what we do now. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there.
You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after every daggone day.
And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to.
You have to suffer. You have to make that a tattoo on your fucking brain. So when that hard time comes again,
we have two voices in our mind. It's that one voice. It's that soft motherfucker. That soft motherfucking voice that says, sleep the fuck in. It's okay.
You can take the day off saying you don't need to go hard.
It's that coddling voice. You want to be hugged and nurtured and all that shit.
That voice, that nagging voice of weakness. The one that tells you to back off, to simmer down, to take it easy. When you hear that voice, tell it no. Tell it to sit down and be quiet.
Suppress that voice. You've got another voice in your head that's asking you a question. It's asking you, what could you be? What could you be? What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? What could you be?
Because that pain that you are feeling is the test.
This is a test. This is the day I'm going to find out if my goals really are my goal.
Michael Jordan, they call it the flu game. He still scored more than the average dude with the flu.
Even when you got the flu and you play other champions, you still score more than they score because you've learned how to dominate.
And you need that same mentality.
I'm talking about looking yourself in the mirror, looking yourself in the eye, and saying, I'm going to dominate today better than any other day. Learn how to get excited when that feeling creeps in of, I don't want to do it. And when those test days become something that you live for, something you look forward to, now you're talking about a whole different level of mindset. You're talking about an unstoppable force of nature that cannot be with.
Mental toughness is the ability to resist, to manage, overcome doubt, overcome worries, overcome concerns, overcome circumstances that prevent most people from succeeding or performing under pressure. Every human being that is not successful versus every human being that's successful, the only difference between them is mental toughness. One group, when they come up against trials and tribulations, they shrink. One group of people, when they come up against a recession, they shrink. Weak-minded people, they buckle, they complain, they look for every excuse. But mentally tough people, we saw the storm and we pull on our surfboard and we begin trying to surf on the waves that drown most people.
You have to understand that your greatest commodity, not your shoes, not your car, not your clothes, it's your mind. Your mind is the most important thing you have, and you got to control it. I don't care what's happening. You have to control it. When you leave, what you fighting for? What's your legacy? What you gonna do? You say you a champ, but do you practice like a champ? You say you a champ, do you fight like a champ? You say you a champ, do you have the mentality of a champ?
Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. When they don't have no more. When it's over. When they're tired. When they're frustrated. When they're ready to give up. When they spent their last dime. That's when they get started. It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money. When all your energy gone. That's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way. When you find breath that you don't have. When you find energy that did not exist. When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe. That's when you find a way.
You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knocked out. And I love it. Buster Douglas got knocked out. Nobody ever got knocked out by Mike Tyson and ever got back up. It was almost a 10 count. He was stumbling. They were 4, 3, 2, 1, ding, 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 saved by the bell. He goes to his corner. The whole world is like, oh, that's it. Once he comes back out, that's it. Mike's going to just hammer him. And exactly that, Mike Tyson came out like, I got him. I got this kid up against the rope. Listen to me. Many of you right now, life's got you up against the rope. You can't give up. You can't give in. Listen to me. If it was easy, everybody would do it. And if life's got you backed up, I need you to do what Buster Douglas did. Buster Douglas started fighting back. World was shot. Goliath has been knocked down. What happened? And they went to Buster Douglas and they asked Buster Douglas simply, like, what happened? And Buster Douglas said, listen to me, it's real simple. Before my mother died, she told the whole world that I was going to beat Mike Tyson. And 2 days before the fight, my mother died. Buster Douglas had a decision to make. When his mother died, he could die with his mother, or he made a decision, I can wake up and I can live for mom. Your why is going to push you when you can't push yourself. Because some days you're going to say, I don't want to get up. But that why is going to say, I'll push yourself. Get up. Your mama needs you. Your daddy needs you. Your children need you. Get up. When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why.
And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You've been through so much hell. You don't quit now. It's the 10th round. You got 2 more to go. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's about, you won't break me. You can't take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard. I'm unbreakable now.
Everybody can stand up and do good when everything is all good. Everybody can smile when the sun shines. Everybody can do right when everything is going right. Everybody can do that. But everybody can't face opposition, adversity, and challenges and say, I've been waiting on you to come. I'm going to embrace you, and I'm going to figure out a way to use you, because you will never turn me into a different person. You will never make me a person that people don't recognize before the adversity.
What is controlling your thoughts? What is enslaving you? Is it the television set feeding your mind images of what life should be? Is it the internet drawing you in and controlling your time? Is it drugs or alcohol numbing your brain and diminishing your desires? Or is it weakness, a lack of discipline that prevents you from accomplishing what you want to accomplish?
Wherever focus goes, energy flows. So why don't we tap into that power now for your business and life?
So many people have lost their day to distraction. What are some things you need to immediately stop doing in your life? Is it social media? Is it watching 7 seasons of a show every week? What do you need to stop doing to take back control of life? Also, what do you need to start doing? And what do you need to start doing every day, every week, every month, every year to be on your A game? Discipline buys you freedom to do what you want.
Sacrifice leads and gains follow. Don't look for any gains where there's been no sacrifice. Don't wake up and look for no gain. Don't look for your game to improve. Don't look for the record to improve. Without sacrifice, there are no gains.
You can't make millions of dollars if you don't make million sacrifice.
You're going to need to cut some fat if you want life to change.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar, because
is everything is based off of activity. Very few people want to show their calendar, because if they did, you would realize who really wants to win that and who doesn't. It's mathematically impossible for you not to win at the highest level if your calendar is packed from day till night, every single day, the entire year, day after day after day after day after day, without you winning.
Champions are focused on the goal. They don't have time to be doing stuff that's not going to help them toward the goal.
And so what you're focusing on throughout the course of the day, it has to change. What you're looking at, what you're reading, what you're watching, the conversations you have. You must now be focused on your dream. You must be focused on your goals. When you are great, you don't focus on a week. When you are great, you don't focus on a month. When you are great, you don't focus on a year. You concentrate on the 24 hours that's in front of you, and you nail it.
And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to do what I do, and that's get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today. Now, I ain't putting my dream on nobody else, and I don't care what nobody think about my doggone dream.
It's your dream. Nobody's going to see it like you do. Nobody's going to be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream, and you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen, and you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do.